JB, people across Nebraska and across the country are talking about and worrying about the economy. And what impact will the current economic crisis have on public universities and especially here at the University of Nebraska?
Well, Adrian, that's something that people ask me about all across Nebraska, what the impact will be, and their concerns are the same as mine. I have several concerns about it, and of course, the first is that the University of Nebraska is a public university, and that is the basis of our support, our classroom teaching, our research, our extension, our outreach. Just about everything we do has its basis in support from the state of Nebraska. And the good news is that from polling that we've done in the past and just from conversations around the state, a large majority of Nebraskans believe that the university has a positive and significant effect on the economy. So I think as we struggle with the issues and decisions, as we look at this tough economy, that's something we want to keep in mind.
You mentioned before about affordable tuition and some of our other discussions, and this goes right into the economic side of things. That has to be a continuing concern for you and the university.
Well, it is. It's one of the concerns that weighs most heavily on me. As the in a down economy, I worry about the ability of students and their families to afford the cost of education. This has been for the last few years one of the biggest issues in education, and of course, with the economy in its current shape, it becomes even more pronounced. But one of our goals, in fact, the number one goal in our strategic plan, is to keep higher education affordable. And we've tried to do that over the past 3 or 4 years, keeping tuition increases at a relatively constant rate. And we've got some great new programs that we're going to talk about in a week or two that help Nebraskans to afford a college education even more than ever before.
I know it's always been one of my concerns over the years, young people being able to afford to come here. And I know that you're continually on that watch. So, JB, we've recently talked about this being a record year for private funding here at the university. Will you have to rely more on private gifts as we go forward?
Well, we've had a remarkable track record with this, Adrian, because of the generosity of Nebraskans and a lot of former Nebraskans to support the university. And last year was a banner year for us. But, of course, this is another area that's going to be significantly affected by the current economy. And so we're not going to be able to rely as well as we have in the past on private support. There's no doubt in my mind that Nebraskans will continue to be generous with private support, but I think we'll see an impact, as will everyone else.
I'm sure you're always asked what the university is doing to cut costs along that line also.
Well, one of the goals that we've set with the Board of Regents over the last few years is to constantly be looking at how effective and efficient we are in the delivery of our programs. And so we're going to continue to take a look at that, to look at our business practices, to look at redundancies, to make sure that we're being as cost effective. And at no time is that more important than today. I'll give you an example of one area where we've seen tremendous growth, which helps us cut some kinds of costs like physical infrastructure, and that is distance education. We had over 30% growth in courses offered online over the last year, and so that's a great way for us to continue to try to reach people across Nebraska who don't happen to be in Kearney or Omaha or Lincoln, and offer courses that'll help them to improve their circumstance, get a better job, get a college degree even online.
Amen to that. How, JB, how can the state minimize the impact of this economic crisis?
Well, this is going to be tough, and the governor and the legislature will be wrestling with this over the next 6 or 7 months. And one of the things that we have to keep in mind, I think, is the importance of the university in providing economic opportunity to the next generation of Nebraskans. And so as we manage our way through this, I want to keep in mind, and the governor and I have joined in this, a goal to increase the college going rate for the state of Nebraska so that we can offer more of our young people a chance to get a college education and get a better job so that we'll be in a position to attract high-paying jobs and good businesses to Nebraska. So I think that's always got to be part of our thinking, part of the equation, and we'll manage our way through this, and it'll take all of us and some hard work, but I think the good thing is that Nebraskans and our political leaders tend to agree on these priorities.
Well, JB, challenging times here in the state and also for the university. And as always, you're ahead of the game. So good luck. Thanks for the information, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks, Adrian.